Mr. Chu.
大家好。
Greetings.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为教会是用你的宝血所买赎回来的。
Because the church was redeemed by your precious blood.
你爱这个教会，为教会舍己。
You love this church, and you give yourself for this church.
愿意我们来到你面前的时候，我们听你的话。
May we come to before you and we listen to you.
求主你用你的话去改变我们。
May you change us using your word.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
万里长城呢，总共有5500里。
The Great Wall is 5,500 li. That's a.
平均城墙高20尺。
The average height of the wall is 20 meters. That's a traditional Chinese unit of length.
宽15尺。
And the width is 15 meters.
那么呢？它建造的目的就是为了抵挡外敌。
The purpose of building the Great Wall is to prevent the invasion of the foreign enemy.
那我知道你们中间很多人都去过哈。
I know many of you have been there.
那你知道呢？其实如果有敌人要来攻打中国呢，其实是蛮困难的。
So in fact, when the enemy came to attack China, it is hard.
因为这个城呢是沿着山而建。
Because the Great Wall was built along the mountain.
所以你站在这个城墙的时候呢，你远远就能够见到你的敌人。
And when you stand in the on the wall, you will see the enemies in the far distance.
还有呢，它有这个我们叫烽火台。
And they are watchtowers.
那么你可以敌人来攻打你的时候，你马上可以把这个消息告诉其他人。
And when the enemy came to attack you, you can quickly send a signal.
那我们知道，按理来说，应该是很安全的。
So with that being said, it should be very safe.
但是明朝却灭亡于满清的人手上。
However, the Ming Dynasty was overthrown by the Manchu Qing Dynasty.
是不是满清有没有攻破这个万里长城呢？
Did Manchu actually broke through the Great Wall?
其实没有。
No, they didn't.
满清只是收买了这个吴三桂。让他打开城门呢，那么他们就安安全全的进来了。
So the 吴三桂betrayed the Ming Dynasty and the opened the gate of the wall, so the enemy came through.
所以呢，其实明朝灭亡不是这个城墙的问题。
So the destruction.Yeah, the destruction of the Ming Dynasty is not because the Great Wall.
是掌门的人不忠心。
It is because the gatekeeper is not faithful.
对于教会来说呢，教会的领袖就是掌门人。
And to a church, the church leaders are gatekeepers.
因为教会的领袖不单只把外边的还没信主的人领进教会。
And the church leaders not only they lead the people into the church, the unbeliever into the church.
他也把教会的敌人呢堵住。
And they also prevent the enemies of the church from coming in.
就不让他们进来伤害教会。
So they can't come in and to harm the church.
所以教会的领袖忠心不忠心呢？影响这个教会的存亡。
Whether the church leaders are faithful or not, it's decides the life and death of the church.
如果这个掌门人不忠心，
if the gatekeeper is not faithful，
无论你的召会的章程写得多么详细，
no matter how details the church's rules were written，
或者你召会的活动多么兴旺，
and or the how booming the church ministries looks like。
因为这个掌门人不忠心的时候，这个教会最后还是要关门。
But if the gatekeepers are not faithful, and the church will be closed.
今天的教会的领袖呢，我们通常就是牧师、长老或者执事。
Nowadays, the church's leaders are pastors, elders, or the deacons.
在圣经的里面呢，通常称呼他们会为长老、牧师或者是监督。
And in the Bibles, they are called elders and pastors or overseers.
保罗了解了长老的的重要性。
Paul understands the importance of elders.
所以呢，他就要求提多啊，在一章第五节里面讲到，你要设立这些长老。
So he asked Titus to appoint elders.
还有呢，他很小心的设立。
And to appoint elders with care.
所以呢，在提多书我们刚刚读的这段经文里面，其实保罗就给我们两幅的图画。
So in the passage we just read, Paul gave us two pictures.
第一幅图画呢，就是一个忠心、忠于神的人。
And the first picture is a faithful elder.
那么呢，保罗说这些人是适合成为长老的。
And those people are suitable for becoming elders.
第二类呢，就是假的弟兄。
And the second ones is imposters.
他们不忠于神。
They are not faithful to the Lord.
所以保罗说你要堵住他们。
So Paul said you have to prevent them from coming in.
所以我们先来看第一幅图画就是这个长老的图画。
So let's first look at the elders, the picture of elder.
在一章第六节里面呢，他讲到了这个长老呢应该是一个无可指责的一个人。
And in verse 6, it's mentioned that the elder needs to be blameless.
我们知道呢，圣经讲到无可指责的不是说这个人不犯罪。
We know that blameless in the Bible means doesn't mean the person is sinless.
因为约翰一书已经告诉我们，基督徒不可能不犯罪的。
Because in the first John, it tells us that it's impossible for a Christian not to sin.
无可指责的是指到这个人呢，是当别人去批评他的时候呢，是没有理据的。
Blameless means that.When the people try to criticize this person, they couldn't find the evidence.
不是没有人批评他。
It's not that nobody criticized him.
是找不到理据去批评他。
It's they couldn't find the proof to criticize him.
那么保罗就是用以下的经文呢，来形容这个无可指责的人是怎么样的。
So Paul used the following verses to describe what a blameless person is.
那我想提出来的六节到九节呢，不是一个checklist， 就是一个清单。
So I need to point out that verse 6 to verse 9 is not a checklist.
那清单的意思就是，比方说你去建一个工作，我就看你有没有以下每一样的要求。如果有一样没有的时候，我就可以马上说啊，我不能请你。
A checklist, for example, is when you go for interview, there's a list of the requirements. If you don't meet one of the requirements, then I cannot hire you.
那第六到九节呢，不是一个清单。
So verse 6 to verse 9, is not a checklist.
它是一个，你可以说是就是一个图画，去形容这个人是怎么样的。
It's like a picture to describe how a person.Looks like.
最主要的原因，为什么我说这个不是一个清单呢？因为在提摩太前书第三章有另外一段是讲到长老是怎么样的。
The reason why I said this is not a checklist is because in the 1 Timothy chapter 3, it's also described what the requirement for elder are.
那么你会发觉两个形容呢是不完全一样的。
You will find out these two descriptions are not exactly the same.
所以呢我的了解就是保罗只是告诉我们这个忠心神的人应该是这样子。
So my understanding is that is here is what Paul tried to tell us what a faithful person is.
所以呢，他第一个描述就是呢，这个人呢只做一个妇人的丈夫。
So the first description is this person is a husband of but one wife.
那是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
就是他是一个忠于妻子的丈夫。
He is a faithful husband.
你要了解呢，罗马社会的婚姻观呢是非常混乱的。
You need to first understand the marriage, the view of marriage is not very strict at that time.
那我们中国人从前就三妻四妾。
Like in the old China, a man could have three wives and four concubines.
那罗马人呢也是差不多有同样的观念哦。
The Romans have the similar view of marriage.
他说呢，情人呢是为了快乐的，妾室是为了服侍的，那么妻子呢是为了生孩子的。
They think mistresses we keep for the sake of pleasure, concubines for the daily care of the body, but wives to bear our legitimate children.
所以你看呢，罗马社会呢，他们的道德观念是很败坏的。
So you know that the Roman society, there's a moral depravity.
但是保罗要求这个做长老的，我们必须是一个妇人的丈夫。
But Paul requires the elders to be a husband of only one wife.
那么就是说你要忠于你的妻子。
Which means that you need to be devoted to your wife.
那今天的社会不允许我们有三妻四妾。
So today's society does not allow the polygamy.
但是圣经对长老的要求就是你忠于你的妻子这个要求还是一样。
But the requirement for elder to be devoted to his wife doesn't change.
换句话说，我们不可以，比方说通过这些事情的事情来对我们的妻子不忠。
So we'll say we cannot use the pornography and not be faithful to our wives.
这个可能是电影、杂志或者是网站。
It could be pornography, could be the movie, the video, or the magazine.
有人呢读到这段圣经的时候问一个问题，那么一个妇人的丈夫的要求上是不是长老不可以离婚呢？
Yes, so someone might have questions when he read this. Does that mean an elder cannot divorce?
那因为我之前已经说了，这个是一张不是一张清单。
And as I mentioned before, this is not a checklist.
所以当我遇到，比方说 ，OK， 有一个人他是已经离婚的，那么我不会马上否定他做长老的这个事情。
For example, if a divorced man, I would not disqualify him for being elder.
但是离婚这个事情呢，就好像一个红灯亮起来一样。
But the divorce does light a red light.
那么我们就会问其他的问题哦。
We'll ask other questions.
这个人离婚是他信主之前呢，还是他信主以后呢？
Did he divorce before he became a believer or after?
是因为什么原因他离婚呢
？Why he divorced?
他离婚之后有没有再结婚呢？
Did he remarried after divorce?
这些问题就会成为我们考虑一个人他能不能够成为一个长老的问题。
So those will become the question when we consider the qualification of someone to become an elder.
第二个, 描述的就是讲到他的儿女呢, 也是信主的。
And the second description is his children believe.
这里中文翻译做信主这个字呢, 其实有另外一个, 你可以把这个字 翻译成为忠心。
And so another translation of believe can be translated to faithful.
所以忠心的有一个意思就是顺服的意思在里面。
It is also a meaning of obedient.
那么你就问了，是讲到这个儿子是儿女是信主了，还是讲到他顺服听话不听话的问题呢？
So you're asking whether the children need to believe or the children need to be obedient to their parents.
Now, 我会讲就是呢，顺服是最低的一个要求。
Obedience is a minimum requirement.
信主呢，就是一个忠心的父亲的一个很有力的一个证据。
And if the children believe, that's a proof for the faithfulness of the parents.
儿女在这里的所用的字呢，是讲到呢这些还没成年的，就是还住在家里的孩子。
The children mentioned here are the children that are still not grown up and stayed in the family, in the house.
以弗所书里面呢，特别要求我们做父母的要按 主的教训警戒养育他们。
And the book of Ephesians mentioned that our parents should lead our children according to God's will.
所以如果儿女放荡不受约束呢，是证明父母疏于管教，或者不愿意按照圣经的方法去管教。
If the children are wild and disobedient, that means that parents didn't raise them according to the Lord's teaching.
做父母的，其实你只能管你的儿女的外表的行为。
And as a parents, we can only control our children's outward behavior.
真正能够改变人性的，就只有神自己。
Only the Lord can change their hearts.
所以我觉得呢，就是你不能。 不可能要求一个长老的儿女必须要信主。
So I personally think you cannot require an elder that his children must be a believer.
但是如果他的儿女信主的时候，这个是一个很好的证据，就是他的父母有向他传福音。
If his children is a believer, that's a good evidence that his parents teach them the gospel.
从第七节开始呢，有五个不字。
From the verse 7, there are five not.
这个就是五个不容许有的性格。
Those are five character traits that shall not have for elder.
第一个呢，就是不任性。
The first is not overbearing.
任性呢，就是你不听别人的意见。
Overbearing means you don't accept other people's opinion.
你做事呢很顽固。
And you are very stubborn.
这个是一个骄傲的一个表现。
That's a demonstration of the pride.
第二个不呢，就是不暴躁。
The second not is not quick tempered.
暴躁就形容你发脾气了。Quick
temper means you lose up your temper.
特别当人家批评你的时候，反对你的时候，你会有什么反应呢？
Especially when the people against you or yeah, what's your reaction? Is
你会发脾气啊？
Will you lose your temper?
还是好像雅各书里面说，你快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒呢？
Or you like what the James says? You are quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
第三个不呢，就是不饮酒滋事。
And the third not is not given to drunkenness.
饮酒致死就是醉酒的意思。
Given to drunkenness means you get drunk.
醉酒就是你给酒精所控制。
And drunkenness means you are controlled by alcohol.
在圣经里面呢，醉酒是一个犯罪。
And drunkenness is a sin in the Bible.
但是呢，我们你也可以说呢，你可以把不可醉酒这个事情呢，广泛的使用在一个人其他的生活上面。
You can apply not given to drunkenness to the other things.
就是一切让一个人上瘾的事情。
Apply to anything that could make a person addicted to.
基督徒除了可以让圣灵去控制以外，我们不应该给其他东西所控制。
A Christian should not be controlled by other things except by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不可以给酒所控制，也不可以因为给赌钱去控制。
So we cannot be controlled by alcohol or by the gambling.
你有没有给什么东西控制你呢？
Have you ever been controlled by anything else? Anything?
你可以问自己一个问题。
You can ask yourself a question.
如果你为了得到这个东西，你连犯罪你也不顾的，那么其实这个东西就是控制你了。
If you want to get something and you don't care that you are sin, which means that you are controlled by these things.
下一个呢，就是不打人。
And the next one is not violent.
打人呢，就好像学校里面的恶霸一样的一种权力的一个表现呢。
Being violent is like a bully at school. That's a demonstration of the power.
那当事情不如你的意思的时候，你会不会不择手段，用你的权力，甚至打人，达到你的目的呢？
When things don't go your ways, will you use your power and by any means to get what you want?
最后一个不呢，就是不贪不义之财。
The last not is not pursuing dishonest gain.
这个就是贪婪钱财的意思。
That is the greedy in money.
那为什么一个长老，保罗要求这五个不的性格呢？
Why Paul requires these five not as a qualification for?
因为一个长老就是教会的掌门人。
Because an elder is a church gatekeeper.
你想一想，如果你们教会开会，你有一个领袖是这样子的。
Think about this. When you are in the meeting and you have an elder like this.
他不听人家的意见。
He doesn't listen to other people's opinion.
人家批评他的时候，他就发脾气。
When he was criticized, he threw up.
到一个地步呢，他会打弟兄，就打开会的人的。
To the point that he beat someone.
Okay, 平时做人呢就贪财好酒。
And he on his daily life he is greedy and like to drink alcohol.
你说这样子的人怎么带领教会？
So, how could such a person lead the church?
第八节开始呢，保罗就讲到。有六个要的性格。
From verse 8, Paul gave us six must-have characters.
第一个呢，就是乐意接待远人。
The first is hospitable.
其实这句话的意思就是爱陌生人的意思。
So, which means that loves the stranger.
初期教会的年代啊，接待陌生人是很重要的。
During the time of the early church, it's very important to receive the strangers.
因为古代呢，这些旅馆呢非常不安全。
Because in the ancient times, the inns, the hotels are not safe.
所以呢，宣教士就是需要 外面的教会呢去接待他们。
So the ministers need to be accepted by the other people.
所以呢，接待远人呢，不单只是反映出他是一个很友善、慷慨的人。
So receive the stranger not only show you are generous friendly.
还有呢，他是愿意去支持宣教。
But it also shows that he is willing to support the mission.
下一个呢是好善。
The second one is loves what is good.
所以英文就翻出来了，就是爱这些好的、善良的事情。
It loves what is good.
好善的人呢，不单只爱一切善良的事，还会支持善良的事。
The people who loves what is good, not only they love the goodness, and they also support what is good.
下一个是庄重。
And the next one is self-controlled.
这个是讲到我们有自制的能力。
It shows a person has the ability of control himself.
所以他做事之前呢，他会三思而行。
And he will think twice.Before he do things.
下一个呢就是公平。
And next is upright.
公平就是他做决定的时候呢，他是按照公义。
And upright means when he make decision, it's according to the righteousness.
他不看人情，只看真理。
He doesn't he only looks at the truth, but not see the favoritism.
下一个就是圣洁。
And next is holy.
这个也可以翻译成为敬虔。
And it can be translated to godliness.
敬虔其实就是向神的意思。
The godliness is devote to God.
最后一个呢是自持。
And the last one is disciplined.
这个就是呢有很有纪律的意思。
This is keeping order.
就是 discipline 的意思。
Discipline.
你看那第八节的要求呢？其实这些东西在教会以外的人也是觉得是很有价值的一些性格。
You look at verse 8. Those virtues are also a good character trait even outside the church.
为什么一个长老要有五个不六个要这么多的要求呢
？Why an elder need to have five not and six have to have characters？
你想一想，很多国家的领袖都没有这些就是这些品格。
So think about this. Many leaders of countries they don't have such.Characters.
为什么圣经要要求长老有这么高的一个要求？
Why the Bible give elders such high standard?
因为长老的工作需要一个无可指责的人来做。
Because the elder's job need a person who is blameless to do it.
所以从第九节里面呢，保罗就开始讲，这长老是干什么的呢？
So from verse 9, Paul starts to teach what elders are.
第一样呢，他就是坚守所教真理的道理。
And he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught.
那你想知道一个人是不是忠于神的时候，你看他所教的真理。还有就是他有没有行出来这两个事情。
If you want to know if a person is faithful to the Lord, just examine what he is teaching and whether he does what he teach.
这个就是为什么我们之前讲到这些在家庭里在人与人之间这个长老又必须要有这些表现。
And that is why we mentioned that at home and or outside the home, the elder has to show such characters.
下一个工作呢, 他就讲到呢, 就能将纯正的教训劝化人。
So the next task for elder is to, he can encourage others by sound doctrine.
所以长老的工作呢, 其中一个很重要的就是去劝化人。
An important job for the elder is to encourage others.
你有没有去曾经劝化过任何人呢？
Have you ever encouraged others?
你就会发觉你劝化人呢，不是单单靠圣经的知识的。
You will find out that to encourage others is not only having the Bible knowledge.
也不是靠你有没有口才，有没有恩赐。
Or depends on whether you are you have the gift and.
很多时候我们去劝化人的时候，我们发现有一个反应，就是这些人不听你啊。
And oftentimes, when you encourage people, you find out that they don't listen to you.
那么人家不听我的时候呢，我通常呢就会这样子安慰自己。
So when the others they don't listen to me, I will comfort myself like this.
这个人不长进。
This person doesn't grow.
这个教会不属灵。
This church is not spiritual.
那这个答案可能是对的。
This answer might be right.
但是你有没有想过一个事情？
But have you ever thought about one thing?
就是你没有在这个弟兄姊妹的心里面建立他们的信任。
Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever earned the respect from this brother or sisters?
因为第九节里面呢是这样子讲的。
Because the verse 9 says this.
他说咒能。 这样纯正的教训劝化人。
And it says, so he can encourage others by sound doctrine.
那咒能这个字是讲到你有之前的事情呢，你就能做以下的事情了。
It means that if you have the, you have the one thing that you can do the following thing.
对啊，所以他之前就是要讲到你坚守这个真理。
Oh, the previous things is you hold firm to the truth.
那如果你自己是坚守真理的，你就能够劝化别人了。
Okay, if you hold firmly to the truth, then you are able to encourage others.
所以人家要见到你是一个坚守真理的人呢，才会听你的劝话哦。
So only they and see that you are a person who hold firmly to the truth, they will listen to your encouragement.
所以有很多教会呢，当他安立一个长老的时候呢，他都会有一个训练的时期的。
So many churches, when they ordain elders, they have a period of time of training.
因为这个时期就让弟兄姊妹呢，看看这个人是不是无可指责。
That training time. Period of time is to let the brother and sister observe if this person is blameless.
当他还有就是看这个人是不是就是坚守这个真理了。If
this person hold firmly to the truth.
因为当他坚守这个真理的时候，将来之后他就会听这个长老的话了。If
he hold firmly to the truth, then and they will. Listen to his encouragement.
下一个工作呢，就是讲到又能把政变的人驳倒了。The
next job is to refute those who oppose it.
所以又能这个字呢，也是指到你必须要前面的坚守真理，那么你将来才可以驳倒这些政变的人呢。So
refute someone require that you hold firmly to the truth first.
那么我们现在就要问一个问题了，谁是这些政变的人呢？
Now I ask a question, who are those people who oppose it?
这个呢，就是第10到16节里面所讲的人。That
is a people in verse 10 to 16.
我形容他们是一个假冒者的图画。I
describe them as an imposter picture.
十六节里面讲到了这些人呢，他自己说他是认识神的。
So verse 16 says those people they claim to know God.
所以你问他你是不是基督徒，他们说是啊。
If you ask them, are you Christian? They say yes.
你问他你相不相信福音，他说我相信啊。
If you ask them, do you believe in gospel? They said yes.
可能他们可以把这个使徒信经呢背出来给你听。
And they probably can recite the pastoral creed, apostle creed.
嗯，所以呢，但是圣经说呢，他是这些是政变的人呢。
But the Bible describes them as a quarrelsome.
那政变的意思就是反对或者否定的意思。
Being quarrelsome means they oppose and they negate.
那么他们反对什么
？What do they oppose？
十六节里面就讲到他们的行为却和他们上辈的。
And the verse 16 says their actions deny him.
所以呢，我们就看见以下这些假冒者的不同的特征。
So we'll look at these different characters for those imposters.
他第一个特征呢，就是他们言行不一致。
The first is that by their actions they deny him.
他们教一套，但是他做另外一套。
They teach one thing, but they do the other thing.
保罗在第十节里面告诉我们呢，有许多人不服约书。
In verse 10, Paul says there are many rebellious people.
他们不服神的话。
They are not obedient to God's word.
他们的行为跟圣经是反对的。
Their action denies the Bible.
第二个特征呢是有关他们的教训的。
And the second character trait is their teaching.
Yeah.
Their teaching.
第十节讲到了他们的所说的是一些虚空的话，欺哄人的。
Verse 10 says they talk meaningless things and deception.
这些人呢很会教训人。
They are very good at teaching people.
但是他们的教训是虚空的。
But their teaching is they are just mere talkers and empty.
就是好像一个气球，你可以把它吹得很大，但是里面是没有东西的。
Just like a balloon, it can be blown up very big, but nothing inside.
那在当时代保罗的年代呢，他们有一些人呢，就是保罗形容他们是奉割礼的人。
And in Paul's time, he described those people as the circumcision group.
那么十四节呢，讲到了这些人呢，就会讲到这些犹太人荒谬的语言。
And in verse 14, it's mentions the Jewish myth.
这个就是他们会讲一些神话、传说的这些事情。
And they will talk some myths or legend.
他们会教人呢一些离弃正道的人的诫命。
They will teach the teaching of someone who rejects the truth.
这个原因就是因为他们的教导是本于人的诫命的。
Because their teaching is the human command.
所以呢，你最后会使人离开正道。
And in the end, it will lead people astray from the truth.
最后呢，圣经提到了他们，这个假冒者的特征呢，就是他们在各样的善事上是可废弃的。
And the verse 16, shows the characteristic of the imposter is they are unfit for doing anything good.
那从十四、十五节里面呢，我们大概猜到了这些假冒者呢，是一个提倡用禁欲的方法来胜过罪。
So verse 14, 15 shows that those imposters they promote the abstinence.To overcome the sins.
比方说，什么东西不可几次啊
？Like the things that cannot be eaten.
但是保罗说，这类的方法是可废弃的，没用的。
But Paul said those things can be discarded and useless.
因为人犯罪不是单单是一个行为的问题，其实最重要是我们内心的问题。
Because our sin is not the outward behavior, it is a problem of heart.
所以保罗就在十五节里面说，在洁净的人凡事都是洁净，在污秽不信的人什么都不洁净，连他连心底和天囊也是污秽了。
So in verse 15, Paul says, to the pure, all things are pure, and to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and conscience are corrupted.
讲到这个假冒人的图画的时候呢，我就想起一个人，这个就是拉登。
When we talk about imposter's picture, it reminds me of a person, Ben Laden.
你知道拉登呢是一个很敬虔的回教徒。
You know, Ben Laden is a very devoted Muslim.
你大概会听过啊，回教徒一天五次祷告。
You know, the Muslim, they pray 5 times a day.
但是拉登一天七次祷告哦。
But Ben Laden prayed 7 times a day.
那拉登还是他成长在一个很有钱的家庭里面。
And he grew up in a very rich family.
但是呢，他，年轻人的年代，他已经会用一个皮带打自己，以知道他会过一个，圣洁的生活。
And when he was young, he beat himself with a belt so that he could live a holy life.
但是当他死的时候，你知道我们发现什么呢
？Do you know when he died?What did we find?
我们的美军就发现，哎，原来在他的房间里面呢，有很多就是色情的杂志啊，就是影带啊，放在他的房间里面。
And the American soldiers they found, there's a lot of pornographic materials in his at his home.
这个假冒者呢，他能教，但是他不能做。
The imposter, they can teach, but they can't do it.
他教的是一个人本的一个道理。
They taught the human commands.
他们所教的事情是可废弃的，是没用的。
And what they teach is useless and can be rejected.
作为一个长老，不单只不可以像这些假冒者。
As elders, we cannot be like imposter.
圣经要求一个长老，一个教会的领袖，你必须要堵住这些人。
And the Bible command that the elders need to prevent those people from coming in.
因为这些人呢会败坏全家，就是全个教会给他败坏的。
Because those people can ruin the whole household.
长老就是教会的掌门人。
Elders are church gatekeepers.
是教会健康成长的一个关键。
And it's play a key role for church's healthy growth.
所以我求神也赐这个教会有一个有更多的无可指责的领袖。
I pray to God that for this church has more blameless leaders.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你，教我们怎么去选安立教会的长老。
And you teach us how to appoint the elders.
我求主为每一个教会预备这些无可指责的领袖。
May the Lord prepare those blameless leaders in the church.
以知道他们能够成为教会的一个模范。
So they can become models in the church.
保护这个教会。
And protect this church.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.